Blog Talk Radio.
Awakened Living is a 21st century movement for people who consider themselves spiritual but not religious, who have a deep hunger for connected community and a divine impulse for personal and global transformation. Our mission is to encourage and inspire the awakening of human consciousness.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Awakened Living Radio. My name is TJ Woodward. I'm the author of the book Conscious Being and the spiritual director of Awakened Living in San Francisco. I'm so honored that you've chosen to be with me here today. I'm doing a series every Monday here on Awakened Living Radio, talking about my book Conscious Being, and more broadly talking about the awakening process and what it means to live an awakened, connected, and dynamic life. So I'm just incredibly grateful that you've chosen to be here today and that each of us at this time in human evolution are in this incredible conversation about awakening to our true nature, about living more connected, more heart-centered, loving lives. And I want to speak to my profound gratitude for what is happening right now in human consciousness and the power of each of us dedicated to doing our deep inner work that is necessary for us to awaken to a life filled with love and connection. So today's topic is there's only one of us here. I had a great spiritual teacher. Her name was Mary Helen Brownell. I met her very early in life when I was 20 years old. And I was at a very dark period in my life, and she was this incredible enlightened being who I was so blessed with knowing at that time in my life, who assisted me and so many others in living a life free from addiction, free from clinging, free from being trapped in our stories, in our heads. And she is someone that demonstrated in such a powerful way what it means to be a light force on this planet and the impact that it makes. So in my book, Conscious Being, I dedicate the book to her, and also the second chapter, which is called Everyday Compassion, is really dedicated to her, what I call her essential teachings. And she's someone who certainly never wrote a book or never really wrote down any of what she taught. She taught by her beingness. She taught by how and who and what she was in the world and how she expressed so much love and so much kindness, so much presence and generosity that I know has had a ripple effect in so many lives. I know countless people who were impacted in a very, very profound way by her beingness. And in a way, I have dedicated my life to continuing that work through her, which I consider to be my great teacher. So as I was being with writing this chapter in my book, I sat in meditation and really remembered the feeling that I had every time I was in her presence. The feeling of freedom, of presence, of absolutely being seen and loved. And I came up with her seven essential teachings. And I just want to go through those really quickly. And again, she didn't actually write these down, but this is how I experienced her and what to me became her basic teachings. And so I'm going to list the seven because these are the seven shows I'm doing these weeks. Last week we talked about there's nothing wrong with you. Number two, there's only one of us here, which is what I'll be exploring today. Three, next week's show, the only prayer is thank you. Four, God is within you. Five, nothing outside of you needs to change. Six, everyone is perfect just as they are. And seven, we're not here to get good, only to become real. And so in this conversation that we're exploring today, there's only one of us here. I want to share first a little bit about my early life and how I didn't live by this. I absolutely was taught that there was a lot to be afraid of. my experience of the world is that I feel and believe and know that I came into this world feeling a sense of connection, of oneness, of presence, you know, curiosity about life. I remember being a small child and a day felt like forever and everything was exciting and everything was glorious and I was in awe of absolutely everything from a butterfly to an earthworm. And I know each of us can remember those times in our life, usually early in our life, where we did have this absolute presence and this curiosity about life. And so for me, waking up to this reality is my intention now that we can actually experience the world in this same way, even with our adult intellect and our adult lives. We can return to this place of what to me is enlightenment, and that is that curiosity, that presence, and that awe about life. So part of that, part of my journey was that early on in life, I was taught a lot about fear, about separation, about the other, about competition. And so I quickly closed down and shut off that part of me that was absolute presence, that part of me that was inherently connected with all beings. And so I had an idea or an experience of the other. And I had an idea that I needed to strive to become something. Another way of saying this is I walked around believing that there were the opposite of there's only one of us here. There were many of us here and many of us to be afraid of. I also believed that I was broken and there was something wrong with me. And because I walked around with that core belief, I also believed that something or someone might offer me relief from that. And it manifested for me early in life by becoming addicted to all sorts of different things as a way to not feel this sense of brokenness or emptiness that I experienced on the inside. And so I lived this life from the outside in. And the problem with that is it didn't work, or it did work, but not as a permanent way or a way of absolutely experiencing freedom. It was a life clinging to external reality, clinging to other people to make me feel whole and complete. So that's the framework for me of why this teaching was and is so powerful for me. And again, that's there's only one of us here. And I want to read the small section from my book, Conscious Being, that addresses this principle. There's only one of us here. There is a lot of talk these days about oneness. Many people have caught on to the idea that everything is interconnected, that at some level humanity is all one. All that exists is one. But how many of us really know that and live it? And how do we live from oneness? I have a practice I find useful when I am feeling triggered, shut down, or resistant. Rather than seeing the other as doing the thing that triggers or irritates me, I say to myself, isn't that interesting that I'm doing that? I recognize that if we are all one, then I'm doing the thing that irritates me. I invite you to try this for yourself for the next 24 hours. See every person you encounter as yourself. Think of yourself and the other as us or we rather than a separate you or they. Notice what happens and how it changes your response to both seemingly negative and positive behaviors in others. What happens to your emotional and physical state? What happens to your worldview? What happens to how you experience life? And so for me, that was the reading from my book, Conscious Being, when I addressed this principle, there's only one of us here. And for me, that practice that I reference in the book actually has really changed my life in powerful and profound ways. Because, as I said, I lived a life feeling there was something wrong with me and something outside of me needed to fix that. So this idea of walking around and seeing every person as myself is a way to practice the principle of there's only one of us here. And again, as I mentioned in the book, there is a lot of talk these days about oneness, which simply indicates to me that we are, as a people, as a species, tapping into something that is a much greater reality than what we have lived in historically. I think about the way we develop an ego, and an ego really is designed to protect us. And if you think about the evolution of humans, early in our lives, we were afraid we were going to get eaten. So, of course, we had to develop strategies in order to survive, strategies of fight or flight, because we literally might die when we walked out of our cave. Now, I know in some parts of the world, people still experience that sense of life and death. But for most of us, that's not where we currently are in our evolution of consciousness. And yet, at some cellular level, we still believe there's so much to be afraid of. So we develop strategies to protect ourselves. But the problem is those strategies actually keep us trapped in a sense of separation and a way of being that does not serve us living really in this free and liberated state that we call awakened or awakened living. So this practice of seeing every single person as I encounter as myself is something that had a very, very profound impact on me some years back. I dedicated myself to trying this practice for 30 days. Every single person I saw, I would say, isn't it interesting that I'm doing that? And that goes from what those things that I judged in others, those things that irritated me or upset me, and those things that I respected and honored. I started to see that I was one with all beings. This is the way we practice oneness. So we move beyond a concept of oneness and into a practice of that. And what that has done for me is it has liberated me in so many ways. Primarily, I no longer see that there is an enemy. And that's probably the most profound impact that this practice has had on my life, because I truly now know that I am one with all other people. And really knowing that as a practice and a way of being is far different than knowing that as a concept. So what I invite is for each of you to try this. Try it for 24 hours and see what happens. Just walk around and witness life. See if you can notice your judgments. See if you can notice your perspective, your worldview, your sense of right and wrong, your sense of the other. And the invitation is to simply say, isn't it interesting that I'm doing that right now? Isn't it interesting that I'm doing that right now? And we begin to see through the lens of compassion and connection rather than fear and separation. And maybe that's the greatest definition of an awakened life, is that I get to live as a compassionate, connected being rather than being afraid and separate. What more could we possibly want? After all, that is what we're all striving for anyway. In my own life, that's what I was striving and clinging for, and I was having aversion to anything that appeared to be different than that. So that is my story, and that is the reason that I feel so dedicated to assisting people on this planet right now with this great awakening that's happening. So I'm so grateful that you've chosen to tune in. I have one thing I want to announce. We have an incredible retreat coming up on October 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's an awakened living retreat, and our theme is deepening your authentic connection. We still have 4 places left, so there's still time to reserve your spot for that. You can go to Eventbrite and look up Awakened Living Retreat. It's in Mill Valley. We're going to be in this incredible 20-bedroom mansion on several acres, and it's going to be an incredible experience of deepening that connection with our authentic self. So again, thank you so much for listening today. It is truly my honor to be sharing my own journey of awakening and assisting others in this awakening process. For more information, please visit me online at tjwoodward.com. Please join us if you're in San Francisco at Awakened Living. We meet every Sunday morning. You can find out information about us at awakenedlivingsf.org. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful and blessed day.